Hi, I'm Daryl Cagle, and this is the Cagle Cast, where we're all about political cartoons. And today we have three brilliant cartoonists joining me: Rick McKee, Adam Zyglis, and Randy Enos. We're going to get right into it. Today we're doing our favorite Trumps, and it's all about Trump bashing today. So here you've got Narcissus and the Reflecting Pool. That's cute.
Yeah, it's another old favorite from 2017 when he just was taking over Twitter. And I'm just a sucker for the Greek allusions. I mean, he's just the most vain person I probably ever have drawn. So this was a natural.
Yeah, that's super
you've
fun.
Got, Linus Trump with presidential immunity security blanket. I think that's great.
This is super recent with the gag order and with the court case, with his lawyers arguing he should have full immunity, a blanket immunity.
Yeah, that's a great Trump caricature too.
That's great.
And here it's Trump with Christie Gnome shooting Liberty on Fifth Avenue and shooting the dog. That's wonderful.
I thought they're just like a match made in heaven, the two of them.
So let me ask you this. One of the biggest responses I ever got was drawing a dead dog in a cartoon. Did you get any backlash on that?
I was wondering. I was worried that this would have triggered such a backlash. I wonder if it's
you've
just
got
because,
blood in it. The editors don't like blood.
And my editor has told me she doesn't, well, my newish editor in chief is not a big fan of blood, but this is as much blood that I can kind of get away with. I think it's just, it's drawing what happened though. I mean, that's, I had looked up the breed too, the wire haired terrier, something like that. But I'm like, it's defendable. If I just drew a dead dog for gratuitous reasons or for my own just creative methods, I think people would
like,
have taken
just
offense.
Like we all just, do.
Right, exactly.
Rick, you had a wonderful one on this, so I put it in here. I'm still laughing at this one.
I hesitate to imitate other artists like that, but that one sort of cried out for it.
That's a wonderful cartoon.
Thank you.
Rick has drawn for decades for the Augusta Chronicle in Georgia. He draws the comic strip Pluggers, and I have syndicated Rick for 20 years. And Rick is one of our podcast favorite guests.
Yeah, happy to be here.
20 years, Rick.
I know. Wow. Feels longer.
So, Trump says Biden is too old, flabbergobble in the mumble slibble. And the old MAGA guy says, I like him because he's the only one who makes any sense. His t-shirt says Biden is too old, flabble gobble, and the mumble slurl. I'm laughing at this one still, too.
Thanks. Yeah, Biden's got his problems with his gaffes and mumbling and all that. But I mean, Trump, it's at least as bad, and that doesn't get as much press. So.
His neck is being real white at the bottom. I forget to stop the face color, and
he also doesn't do his ears and his eyes.
Yes,
that's true.
The eyes, I
don't
remember to do.
Here you've got Trump with a big RNC elephant puppet, and he says, the fake media is saying the RNC is my puppet that I've taken over. So untrue. And says, I wish I was a puppet. It's very funny. Where is his hand going?
Scratching his back?
No.
So here's one of your oldies. You got Trump drinking the government shutdown water and his puppet, look at me drinking water with one hand, so amazing, believe me. I thought that was very funny. We like the puppet.
Yeah, and that was a reference to, I don't know if anybody even remembers, not being able to drink water with one hand. He was always sort of drinking the water bottle.
Right.
I remember that.
So that may be too old of a reference.
You got to remember, he doesn't put the color on his ears.
That's true. I need to.
Oh, he didn't. I didn't know that.
No, he's got these pink ears, and then it goes orange.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really weird looking.
I got to start changing the way I'm doing it now.
They're kind of wet looking, too. I don't know if you know that.
So Randy Enos is a legendary cartoonist illustrator. And when I was in high school in the 1970s, I loved Randy's strip Chicken Guts. That was the lead strip in the comics section of every National Lampoon issue. And Randy is drawn for every publication in existence, including New York Times, Playboy, Time Magazine, Sports Illustrated, Atlantic, Rolling Stone, more than anybody I can think of.
Except the New Yorker. They never return my calls.
Well, the bastards.
New Yorker is the only magazine in America that I have never worked for.
Well, I think maybe that's because your cartoons are funny.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Zing.
Shots fired.
I like that one. I even did an illustration for People magazine. And everybody knows there's no illustrations in People, right? I don't know what's going on now, if they're still around. But I did a decorative border for them one time for one page. I like
that. Well, very good. I should say that on my DarylCagle.com blog some time ago, we did a bunch of Randy's old illustration stories from 70s and 80s and National Lampoon and Playboy.
My Life on the Slanted Board.
Oh, and it was great. And before too long, we're going to do a podcast with Randy's old stories, and I think that'll be fun.
Hey, look that up.
Yeah, Google DarylCagle.com and Randy Enos. And
will do.
Wonderful old stories. Here you've got the devil looking up at Trump, who's asleep in his, is that his doggy bed? And it says, on June 14th, 1946, God slashed out Satan, looked up on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So Satan gave us Trump. I think that's funny.
It's funny.
Good looking
Satan. And it plays very well into the whole embrace of Trump by some of these misguided evangelicals.
His new incarnation as a religious leader.
Yeah.
He also looks a little bit like a soap dish.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking of. That's right. That's
all you need is the tie, you know?
Yeah, just the tie.
It's a little bassinet or something, what we used to call it.
That's true. The tie is the giveaway.
And that ties into this other God cartoon where you've got Trump saying, I'm desperate. I'll give this a shot, dear Lord. And there's your Judge Merchan who's looking down as God. I don't see Judge Merchan as a God character. I suppose that's just because who could give orders to Trump?
Yeah, he's Trump's God now. So if he's saying, dear Lord, that's who's going to answer, I guess.
I suppose. I actually think he's doing a pretty good job in this case. It's like he's trying to rein in the circus.
Yeah.
Look, the long red tie is so neat, isn't it? Because you can get tired of drawing Trump and the blue suit and you can just show the red tie.
Yeah, I put all your red tie cartoons together in a row a little later in the podcast, Randy. So you can go on a red tie rant. Randy, here's one of your old linoleum cut cartoons. Yeah. I don't think any editors print this. Tell us about this one.
Well, I don't know. What's to say? He's he's humping the Statue of Liberty from behind. He's climbing on him. I wanted to see if I could get away with it, I guess.
You got away with it with me, but I don't think any papers printed it.
Really? Yeah, well, I guess I was sort of fresh from all those publications I used to work for where you could do stuff like this, you know. I was brand new to this editorial cartooning that you guys do in the newspapers. But
there's something really interesting style.
You're an ingenue. You hadn't started doing the self-censorship yet.
Right. And I thought I'd try something that would be really, really rough just to test the waters, see what happened.
Well, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad you did.
Now, here, I picked one of your very old Trumps. I've actually picked a very old Trump from each of you because I personally think my very old Trumps are kind of embarrassing. Mm. I drew him skinny. Yeah. You know, my perception of him only 15 years ago was that he was a tall, skinny guy. And boy, that has changed.
Well, I got him pretty skinny here.
Yeah, you've got him skinny. And, this is
one of my horrible Trumps before I
thought he was kind of a good looking guy back then. And we drew him as a good looking kind of a playboy bachelor fella, even though he was married.
Tie. Yeah, even a colored shirt. Right.
Yeah, normal hand size, all that.
Yeah,
he didn't have the red tie and the blue suit back then.
I'm convinced that I am the first one that did the long tie. I've looked back as far as I could to everybody else's cartoons that I could find here and there, and I've been testing the waters. And my first long tie was in September 12th, 2015. And then I saw one of Daryl's, one of yours, Daryl, right after mine. So one of us, I think, was the first ones to ever draw the long tie. See if you could find any earlier than
question.
Well, I tell you, if we don't try to find them and we just claim that you're the first, that probably works.
Because this
is now I'm working it up.
Sartorial things like this always attract me right away and affect what I'm drawing, the way someone's dressed, the hat, especially hats, the ties. And I noticed pretty early on that he was wearing these extraordinarily long ties. I said, this is ridiculous. How can somebody wear a tie this long? It goes down way below his belt. He has these made in China, and they're, I don't know how many feet long these ties are. They're incredible. So
I think when he looks down at his belly, he doesn't see the end of the tie.
I've read somewhere where the tie, where he felt like maybe that was slimming or something to have it that long. Or I mean, there's a reason why he does that. I don't think there's I was drawing a long tie in 2015.
It must I think be he's obsessed with size, you know? He just has the – it's like the Trump Towers. He wants to project size.
I heard once that he wouldn't let anybody in his office when he was president if they didn't have a tie on. And there was this one guy I was reading that had some urgent news. And he was about to run in, and he stopped short and remembered that Trump demanded a tie, so he had to quickly run, put a tie on to run in and give him this important document or something that he was trying to get to him.
Here is one of my Trumps from 2011 that I find personally quite embarrassing.
No, it's good.
Yeah, no, it is. The hair's great.
Yeah. 2011, he was just doing news appearances complaining about Obama's birth certificate. But he was a different guy. And I only show this in the context of I'm embarrassing you guys with some oldies today, so I might as
well. Wait a minute. So 2011, you were calling him candidate Donald Trump?
There was speculation that he would run for president. Remember, he was teasing that for about 10 years.
That's true. Think my earliest Trump, probably not even one you've got, goes back to 19, which is
wow.
I drew something, a reference to him anyway. We started
our database in 2000, so I don't have that one.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I was with you at that time. There's an old one. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I put this one in here to embarrass you, too. This one is from 2015.
Yeah.
And I think your dreams terrible. More than came true.
Yeah. I did sort of have the orange thing going. I can see that his eyes are a little light, but I mean, that's a terrible Trump and a terrible Biden. Biden was always hard for me to draw. I mean, because he's just sort of, you know, he's sort of an average looking guy. There's nothing that sort of leaps out about him.
Subtle features, yeah.
You know, your dreams predicting the future are really pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was terrifying. It was funny back then. I thought, oh boy, that'd be a lot of fun. Boy, not anymore.
They were, I guess at that time, they were funny.
Yeah, not funny anymore.
So here's a very old Trump from you, Adam. This is from 2012.
Oh.
Trump with his ugly, misguided nonsense says, have I got a bombshell for you? Look how skinny he is.
It's so embarrassing.
Very trim.
And I think he liked the pink tie. I remember putting him in a pink tie for a while. There was a cartoon, I think around, maybe it was even 2011, or it could have been one after this, where I had him with his hair combing at the Bills logo. And that was one of my early Trumps too. And I think I remember finally liking the likeness a little better, but when he was considering buying the Buffalo Bills when they're up for sale, and there was a nice local / national cartoon.
This one goes back to 2012. Do you think was this about the Obama birther thing?
Yeah, this is the birther. This is a reference to that.
Or he was talking about how he had this big bombshell thing that was about to come out.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. I love your monster. Oh, that's good.
Sleepy Joe is a crook. Trump asleep at his criminal trial with his lovely tie. And the only peers we could find for the jury are...
I like having a Trump cartoon without Trump in it. It's a small victory.
Actually, there are lots of cartoons that have about Trump that don't have Trump in them. And I think they get printed more often than if you draw Trump in the cartoon.
Oh, really?
Interesting. Mm. It's the fatigue. Trump fatigue.
I think so. And Trump looking at his legal fees.
Yeah, this is a great one.
Right. Just wants to find six numbers. That's very funny.
This is that one, the planets aligned for a cartoon when, you know, the Powerball was not claimed. It was in this massive, I thought I had this idea, and then I wasn't going to use it because they were naming a winner of the Powerball, and I just saved it. And then I think days later, it was still, you know, the pot was like growing because no one would claim the win. And so it was just perfect to use it. And it was one of the fastest drawings that I had to do. Sometimes my faster drawings I like better.
Are you doing the color with actual watercolor?
No, I draw by hand with the pen and ink, and then I'll scan them and use Procreate on the iPad. And there's some painting textures like watercolor and paint and different paint textures with paper textures. And it's quick. I probably spend, now that my deadlines are just weird, they're noon for full color every day, I probably have reduced my coloring time from like an hour to more like 20 minutes.
Wow, that looks like real watercolor.
It doesn't. When I print it on thick watercolor paper, it doesn't.
I thought it was watercolor.
Well, that's the goal, is to try to have that muted palette so it looks like it. Mm.
So here you've got Uncle Sam shoring up the dam with Trump about to break through the dam, and he's shoring it up with croquet mallets.
Well, yeah, so these are meant to be like a elongated judge's gavel.
Gavel.
So they're like the one, two, they're the five legal ways to stop him from becoming president. There were the four criminal cases, I think it was. And then the idea that with the 14th Amendment, you know, people could prevent him from becoming president. And that was, I drew this after, you know,
the Supreme Court
fell apart. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, very good.
Thanks.
Here's your Valentine's Day cartoon. GOP elephant gives him the Valentine, I'm yours. And his head is a fist. But you don't need a head or anything else on Trump. All you need is the tie.
The red man, Adam, that's great. I think, you know what? You could get away with just drawing him like that from now on.
That's a great idea. Yeah. It would do it.
Put a tie on any prop.
Yeah. Man, maybe, Rick, maybe I'll do that. You know, I should have done that from that point on, but I love that idea.
You got his posture.
Honestly, I mean, that is really cool.
Posture. I could even add some hair, but I don't even need the hair, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You could, but you don't. I mean,
I've done
the hair.
It looks
like I'm seeing him, you know.
Lady Liberty. As I said before, she's not my type, and there she is all beat up. Ah, that's so sad.
That's a good Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I get angry mail every time Lady Liberty or Lady Justice is beaten up in a cartoon from people that don't ever like to see any woman beat up for any reason. They are just livid. Do you get those, Adam?
Even if they're statues. They should not be.
I have gotten on occasion, and it's just images that will trigger people from their own trauma or whatever. And I've drawn images and people in a cage, when I drew Robin Williams in a cage for the Birdcage when he had passed away in depression. I got a woman and a few others like really upset, demanding we take it down because they were depressed and they felt that way, that they were trapped in this cage. But I think certain images will just trigger someone's personal experience.
I think that's true. Here you've got Trump putting just Lady Liberty's torch onto the mousetrap, but he's the rat. This should attract. That's great.
That is good. Good.
Ahead at the polls. Here's poor Liberty with her head on a pike.
Yeah.
I like the way Daryl said that.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, my editor was not a fan of that blood, but that was as much, again, I could get away with.
It was the blood she objected to on this one.
Right.
Not the severed head.
Right.
There's something about the bodily fluids that just gets to the editors. Here you got Trump riding the Twitter bird and now riding the eagle is justice chasing him in the... Oh, that's very nice.
The tables have turned, yeah.
How the turns have tabled.
I miss that Twitter bird. There's nothing good to do with an X.
I know. That's true. It's making me miss it.
Well, swastika.
Swastika. You put that with the bodily fluids. Oh, that's here true. You've got the left and the right. The left says, my God, he looks like a mob boss. And the right says, my God, he looks like a mob boss.
This is like the parallel universe we're in, that we see and consume the same thing in opposite different ways. You know.
Now he's got a mob boss lawyer now, this Michelle. Well, how do you say her name?
Necklace. You actually say her name, Necklace.
Necklace. Yeah.
Oh, really? Most of my Trumps, when I draw them, I just draw them from my character that I have. I don't use a photo reference. So this was like the first time in, like, I feel like years where I was looking off of like a specific photo with his mugshot. So it's like almost like becomes a different caricature than the usual, my Trump character that I just kind of generate. So it's slightly more to life, but still wanted it to be my own.
Have you guys noticed his hair lately? It's kind of where it used to be just sort of parted and just kind of swooped over. Now it's doing some kind of weird thing. And I think it's
It's like wrapping more?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's something, some sort of weird, like it's got a dent in it. And I think it's because he's just losing so much. That they're having to swoop it around more.
Right.
Swirl. Yeah.
So here you've got the brain of the MAGA guy, and they're scrubbing it. And GOP elephant says the Barbie movie is brainwashing our children, and they are brainwashing the poor MAGA guy. This is the first actual brainwashing cartoon I can remember ever seeing.
I think it's the first I've seen. I love it.
Showing the literal actual washing of a brain. I thought, why not? And it's the classic Republican diversion. Look over here. When we, you know, are really doing something you should pay attention to right in front of you.
So here you've got Trump with his 2024 platform in the police van, which is a jail for him. And I wanted to show you this. Steve Sack sent me this. This is Trump in in a jail.
And, that's great.
He does it on his 3D printer. I think this is a wonderful thing.
Well, you know, it doesn't hurt that Steve Sack is a creative genius.
I think you could sell those for $99.99, I think.
I think it costs some, like, $40 to make it on the printer. So,
it's got to be more than 99.
That's just great.
Anyway, like, Trump's body has, like, evolved to, like, a ball, you know? I mean, like, the shape compared to, like Steve Sack's as well. Like, compared to our initial caricatures, he was so tall. Now it's just this little block. Or
he's getting round. much more interesting to draw now.
I think Trump might be on Ozempic or something. I think he's trying to lose weight for the election.
Right. I think I noticed him looking different, thinner.
I want to say, too, that Steve Sack is having a solo exhibition in Saint-Just at the end of September, along with Adam. So we've got two exhibitions from Kegel cartoonist artists, solo exhibitions. And these are big, serious exhibitions. It's something to see. So as you're passing through Saint-Just, it is exciting.
I know.
Come on, Randy, let's meet there.
I am going to, I'm going to have an exhibit in my living room, I hope, next week, of new work.
Well, this is a lovely one, Adam. This is Garbage Pail Kids Trump Card, Grifting Grandpa. Major announcement, my official Donald Trump digital trading card collection is here. Only $99, crypto accepted, free classified document with every purchase. That's funny.
That was a take off on his NFT thing.
His digital trading cards. And that major announcement is a direct quote with the caps the same that he announces digital trading cards. So it was really bizarre with this world we're living in. It's just stranger than fiction. You know, you can't, it's hard to satirize reality when it's so bizarre. Is.
I notice his tie is turning into a snake.
Yes, eating the money from the his mega supporters.
Excellent. And here you have Trump Gremlin, a new batch of election deniers. This is great.
I'm a child of the 80s. You know, I got the Garbage Pail Kid cards and Gremlins. I mean, I'm showing my age when I grew up. I love Gremlins. And just the new batch and every new batch of like mega supporters that is perpetuating this, they seem a little bit more, you know, something is extra missing from them.
Every
I find myself drawing stuff from the 70s and I see Randy drawing comic strip allusions to the 1930s all the time.
Exactly. Exactly. Love it. because I've been looking at some old books lately and I just love them so much.
Oh, that explains it. Here you have Trump the Sow with all of the piglets on his nipples. They hang Mike Pence, Trump 2020, the Confederate battle flag, Stop the Steal. They are being fed by him. I think that's great. Yeah.
This one was taken down on social media, and I'm guessing because of the noose, maybe. But it's just the algorithms. They catch things, you know, possibly someone complained about it. You never know exactly what
I think it happens from a complaint, and they automatically take it down with a complaint. I've got
know that the algorithm catches a lot of that stuff automatically, like any sort of Klan image, like Hitler, Confederate flag. The algorithm catches it.
I think the noose could be it, but.
Are you thinking just of Facebook?
Specifically Facebook.
This was Facebook.
Facebook is the one where I noticed things taken down more than any place else.
And you'll get thrown in Facebook jail for posting something like that.
Well, I have four Facebook pages, and I put the same thing on all of them, and I noticed that when something gets taken down, it only gets taken down on one out of four. Wow. And I think that's because somebody complained about that one.
That's a good test.
I also have problems with YouTube. I've had them censor four or five different podcasts. Two of them they made adults only, and two or three of them they made unacceptable for advertising, and discoverability will be limited. And it's frustrating. A couple of times I remixed these podcasts to take out the bad words. You guys have been very good about not saying any four-letter words, so I appreciate that. We do some self-censorship. Here you've got Trump taken off in the U.S. economy, giant airplane with lost its door to just like Boeing, and he hopes it crashes. That's great, Rick.
Yeah, that was during that time period, you know, when you have two stories in the news and just sort of lined up perfectly with Trump wishing the economy would crash so that it would look better for him. You know, it's all about him.
It's also a lovely composition and a lovely color, and very nice how you pulled in on that, because, you know, tiny door and a big plane, that's a hard thing to draw.
Thank you.
Very nice.
It's a great great thumbnail sketch of, you know, a small caricature of Trump.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Here you've got Trump whipping the GOP elephant who says, "What slavery?"
Well, this was during the period when, you know, Nikki Haley and might have been Ron DeSantis, they were sort of, you know, denying that there was ever any slavery in the United States, and just sort of making the point that the GOP has essentially become his slave. And my Trump caricatures sort of, as you can tell, has just sort of evolved into this cartoon figure, and I'm not even really shooting for realism anymore. And now that he's thinning down some, I'm going, you know, maybe I'm not going to change the way I draw him. But yeah,
is he thinning down? I hadn't noticed that.
I think he is.
Maybe he's just getting older.
It could be. I was thinking maybe he did it for the campaign. I heard rumors that he was on Ozempic now or something.
Huh. I could see that. I love your elephant that's your prisoner, because that look on his face, I think a lot of your
actor.
Yeah, he's just like, they're always just in the gold handcuffs. Nice touch.
Thanks. Well, I love the sky, and I love the pattern on Trump's vest.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
So here you've got Trump, and he says, Joe Biden couldn't string two sentences together, and Joe Biden strings four sentences together. Trump porn star hush money sentence, Trump classified document sentence, Trump Georgia election interference sentence, Trump January 6th sentence.
That's a good Biden.
It is a good Biden.
The dark glasses are a help.
Yeah,
to
the aviators are a good giveaway. It's like his red tie.
Hey, what do you guys think about the hush money trial? My feeling is I don't like it. I think all these other charges against him are so much more serious, and it really does look like they're going after him about nothing. I think it plays into his hand.
Well, I think you're right. And my sort of my litmus test was, would this trial be happening if he were not running for president? And I don't think it would be. I think all the others would still go forward, but I don't think this one would. Having said that, and watching, or at least listening to the trial every day, I mean, it sounds like he's guilty. I don't know.
But ultimately, who cares? I don't care.
Right, exactly.
It's not as big of a deal.
I don't know that the jury is going to find him guilty. And if they don't, you know, there's a really good chance that they won't, or it'll be a hung jury. You know, he is just going to take that.
Milk that.
This is helping.
Trumpet it, you know.
Yeah, so, I think it's all bad.
I think the argument is, you know, it was an illegal campaign contribution, which is sort of what they've landed on by not disclosing what it was for. And it seems like a stretch, honestly.
And didn't they announce that they're going to delay indefinitely one of his other trials? Is it the documents?
Oh, yeah, because he's got that Trump-Cody judge.
Right.
Well, and also the one in Georgia has essentially been delayed because the appeals court is going to have a hearing on whether Fannie Willis should be recused. So that essentially kills that trial before the election, which was another slam dunk trial.
Right.
So I see Trump is winning all of this, whether or not he wins the cases.
Right.
He's the victor in all of this.
And then he'll be so president when they're actually coming to trial and you're going to have a sitting
president.
And
then it won't matter. He can just turn them all off.
Right.
So here Rick, you got the MAGA guy drinking the Gatorade Kool-Aid of conspiracy theories, glug, 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 with his giant Super Bowl. Good-looking cartoon.
I appreciate it. Yeah, this came out, obviously, Super Bowl weekend when they were, you know, going after Taylor Swift and just talking about all kind of conspiracies with her. And it was just nonsense. And so that was sort of the basis of that.
So here at the House Intel Committee says, the news guy on TV is reading about the House Intel Committee, and he says, the news guy on TV is reading about the House Intel Committee, and he says, we've been made aware of a serious national security threat related to Russia. Trump says, I would encourage Russia to do whatever the hell they want. And the news guy says, I can't really say any more now.
Yeah, I mean, what presidential candidate said something like that? It's mind-boggling.
He doesn't like Ukraine, and he kind of likes Putin.
Yeah.
Here he is with his golden tennis shoe, and Trump says, "There's an old woman who lives in a shoe. She's only three or more like a two." Comes to my rallies and with all of the schmucks and bought my new sneakers for $400.
That's great. Funny.
The beautiful drawing of the shoe.
Yeah.
It is. Like, very nice painting. The gold on the shoe.
Who doesn't want a gold tennis shoe?
It's hard to paint gold.
Yeah.
But that green undertone, yeah.
So here you've got the MAGA guy, and he's on the phone. He says, "Quick, woman, get the checkbook. Honest Don needs help paying his $464 million fraud judgment."
You know,
that's so true. You don't even exaggerate.
I tried to throw in, you know, little things like the rotary phone, the live, laugh, love.
That's fun, and his shirt is good.
Now, talk about putting a lot of stuff on the hat.
Here's a serious MAGA hat. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole country. Yeah, who says that?
You know, this one got some pushback, and even from some of our more conservative cartoonists on the site. But
did you get other cartoonists complaining about your cartoon?
Not to me personally, but I mean, I've heard, you know, stuff, and to say that that's not what he meant is just disingenuous. I mean,
that's exactly what he said. Of course,
yeah, it's exactly what he said, and he likes to hide behind these things where, you know, he pretends like he was talking about something else. This is what he meant, and that's what he said.
So here you've got your 2024 undecided voter, and he says, "My heart is telling me to vote for Trump, but the voices in my head are telling me to vote for RFK Jr." And he's got all the crazy noise on his buttons. That's great.
Birds are
a great character.
Real, yeah.
You know that theory, right? They're all robots created by the CIA, and they're spying on us.
Oh my God!
I don't know if you've ever looked that one up.
That's wild.
That's one of them.
Report
that's
back
there.
To the lizard people under the earth. Is that kind of?
I guess so. Out? Yeah. The pedophile lizard people at the pizza place.
Right.
Well, when Bob Kennedy Jr. is president, we're going to have a lot more interesting theory.
The worm in his head. Yeah.
The worm in his head.
I just uploaded that one.
It really makes the conservative cartoonists and the MAGA people angry when you draw MAGA people looking stupid.
I know, which is why.
Yeah.
They look stupid.
It just incenses them more than anything else. You make all the fun in the world of Trump, but you make fun of them. Well, just know that you're doing a good job of offending those other people. So here you've got Trump, and he's mooning the Statue of Justice, and he says, "What? Why?" as he's held in contempt of court. That's great.
And that actually was from 2022. So he's been held in contempt before, and I reposted this recently after his latest thing, but I don't think people remember that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, 2022.
What court case was that? 2 years ago.
I don't even remember.
Oh, maybe probably Eugene Carroll. So, Randy, we're coming on to you.
Hi.
Okay, it's loose again. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so that's the evidence of his escape.
Yes.
It's loose again.
Tying a stray dog down. Dumb
jokes.
Okay. I like that you're referring to him as an it.
Here you've got Biden's dog Commander, who has to leave the White House for biting people. Yes. And
this is one of my favorite.
Giving him Trump's tie to sniff. He's got to follow the scent and bite. That's fun. You've got Uncle Sam, and he's sitting on top of this. Is that a pile of dirt?
Yeah, it's ketchup. Just dirt, dirt and rocks. It looks like one of my fields where my horses are. I could have gone.
That's what I would have guessed. You know, whenever there's a pile like that, I assume that it's poop.
No, it's not poop. It's not poop, but it looks like the rocky field that most of the time my horses spend time in. This is just my poor drawing of rocks and dirt with some grass sprigs sticking out here and there. So Trump is in there, and he's being lured out, of course, by ketchup.
Ketchup.
I love it. It's wonderful.
Favorite food.
Also, one of the things that you do often is a very tiny head. The tiny head makes me laugh. It's just the opposite of cartoonists who usually do giant big heads. And it's effective, and it's funny, and it works. I like the tiny head.
Oh, good. I'll do a lot more of them, because I always feel a little funny when I do that. But I used to make a lot of illustrations that way, Wall Street Journal stuff and Time Magazine, this and that. It was convenient often to draw sometimes just a little oval, just a little tiny oval, and with a grotesque large legs and body. You know, it just seems to be a good design element to do.
Well, since it's so different from what you expect in a big-headed cartoon, it seems to have some kind of a sense of sophistication to it. There's something arty and sophisticated about the tiny instead of big head.
Yeah. Bulligan has that kind of look too.
Yes, Bulligan.
Oh, Bulligan.
Don Wright. That. Don Wright used to do something like that too, and he was a big influence on me. And I tried, and I just gave up. I couldn't do it.
Couldn't do
the little heads.
Speaking of Bulligan, I wrote a fan letter to him once because I just loved his stuff so much. And
so good.
And then. About, you know, a month or two later after writing him the fan letter, I noticed on my bulletin board a little business card, and it was from Angel Bulligan. I had met him without even realizing it. Hispanic friend of mine in New York one time, I remembered back now that he had introduced me to this guy that was visiting from Mexico, and it was him. But I didn't know his work at all at that point.
I met him in France.
Yes, he comes to France. Brandy, by not coming to France, look at all this stuff that you're missing. Yeah, Bulligan is great. And,
but I have work that visits France. I am in a huge children's book illustration exhibition that has been traveling the world for years. And my friend Etienne, that I mentioned to you the other day, Daryl, he put it together. It was children's work from European cartoonists, Asian cartoonists, American cartoonists, or not cartoonists, but children's book illustrators. And it's a fantastic exhibit. So I visit the world that way instead of actually going out there. But I meant, you know, going to that one cartoonist convention where I met Daryl was great, because then I met a lot of my heroes there, a lot of people that I normally wouldn't have run into.
This is a process you can't repeat, you know.
not if you're really poor like I am. Can't go fritting around. I own horses. Horses take all of your money. It's crazy.
So here you've got Trump Chick Little, and he's yelling, he's leading us into World War II from the man who brought you the Revolutionary War Air Force.
I can't get my mind off of that Revolutionary War Air Force that he mentioned. You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, the Henny Penny thing I've done a couple of times.
So here you've got the waiter bringing his You Are Served, Sir dinner, and he lifts the lid and it's a subpoena. And there you've got your 1930s comics reference of Trump going,
oh! Just feet flying out of the frame. Feet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bottoms of the feet. Very.
Yeah. I learned cartooning from old cigar chomping, green visor wearing cartoonists. I learned how to, you know, dry up your puddles of ink with a cigar. I'd smoke a cigar and ink my pictures. That was at the famous artist schools. And I met all these people. I even had lunch with Rube Goldberg. We all smoked great big cigars after lunch.
Cocktails and cigars.
Yeah. Those were the good old days.
So this is an example of where the tie identifies Trump.
Yep.
Got the giant rat swimming in the ocean as the boats of U.S. representatives, senators, and White House staff are trying to get away from him.
That's an old one.
That's cool.
So here is another tie cartoon where you're using a tie as a prop, and he's at a 45-degree angle, our 45th president, propped up by his significantly sturdy material tie to prevent further forward tippage. Very good.
That's one of the things that really fascinates me about him is his posture, that funny way he has of holding his arms out forward, and he actually tilts like that. I don't know how he doesn't fall over. But then I discovered that he wears these lifts in his shoes.
Oh.
I guess that keeps up. He actually does wear these lifts that are...
He's already quite tall.
Yeah, he is, but he wants to make sure he's taller than anybody else around. Remember when he was looming over Hillary Clinton when she would be talking on the stage and he'd come up behind her like this ominous presence and loom over her while she's little Hillary is got the mic in front of her. And you can feel this presence.
Here's one of your oldies. You know, I love your old
oldies.
So cut oldies.
But
when Randy would do these, he does the lettering in mirror backward.
I write backwards. That's almost crazy. As I can print straight.
Wait. What do you mean you do it backwards?
He does it backwards with a knife.
Oh, yeah.
These were lino blocks. You're cutting with a cutter. So you have to do everything backwards, because when you print it, then it comes out right. Yeah, but then one day I smartened up. I'm not too bright a bulb, you know? It took me a while. I realized that I'm doing these political cartoons now. Why don't I just do them straight and put them in a computer and flop them, you know?
Yeah.
So I could do it that way. So I started doing that because for years and years, many, many, many years, too many to count, I did illustrations for magazines and everything had to be done backwards because they would reproduce from my originals. They're not reproducing from things coming over the, you know, JPEGs. But I found shortcuts after a while. But I felt bad that I didn't inform Daryl about the fact that I figured out that I could letter straight and then just flop it, you know. But this one actually was done backwards, I can tell. This is really old.
Well, I miss your line of cartoons. They're fun and crazy.
It's great. I mean, oh my gosh, they're so simple.
Yeah, but you can tell who they are.
Exactly. Great likeness.
I like their flesh tones too.
Thank you.
Now here you've got Trump's advisors. This is great. This is how I think of all your illustrations over the years. A very Randy Enos look. Wonderful.
That's great.
Education is fun.
Education. I was thinking, who is Ed? Education.
That's fantastic.
I enjoyed having you guys. This was a good one. I think we've got two podcasts out of this, so there'll be a part one and a part two.
Good deal.
Very cool.
Adam, it's good to see you. And Randy, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Rick.
It's great to see you, Rick.
And Adam. Daryl.
Excellent. You guys are great on the podcast, and we'll just have to do a whole bunch more.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
So remember to like and subscribe to the Kegelcast wherever you're watching this and join our mailing list at kegel.com/subscribe. And you will never miss out on a new Kegelcast. And I will keep you updated on all the best, most popular cartoons as they come out and any interesting cartoon news that happens. So kegel.com/subscribe. And we do appreciate your subscribing on YouTube because we really are trying to make this work on YouTube. Gentlemen, again, thank you for joining me, and I will see you next time, and appreciate you coming.
Bye.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Daryl. All
right. See you later.